1467 Sunrise here's Feel Good Station. That is you two with Elevation at 10 to 8. Terry Wallace on the line, the great Terry Wallace. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Jason, to all your listeners. Hope you're well.
Yeah, mate. Now, a bit of a rest week, is that right?
No, we've got all the games this weekend.
Yep.
But next weekend's the weekend off.
Off, that's right.
A bit of a rest next weekend, but yeah, plenty to review anyway, so with finals coming up.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a, not too much to, everything kind of looks even keeled this week, just having a look at what's going on. Could you say that the top eight pretty well wrapped up, is that right?
Not really.
No, okay.
Anything bar that, to be
honest. Okay.
I mean, there's still Bulldogs and Melbourne are outside of the eight, can get in. All the positions in the bottom part of the eight can certainly change. West Coast,
Either
Geelong or Richmond lose, West Coast can go back in the top four. So, a bit going on.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get into it. We've got North Melbourne and West Coast.
Yeah, look, I think the West Coast Eagles will be too strong in that particular game. They'll go back home to the West and wait to sort of see what the other sides do. But I get the sense that it's going to be a home final for the West Coast. We've just got to figure out who they play. It could be a Bulldogs, could be a St Kilda, or could even be a Collingwood at this stage.
Okay, yeah, St Kilda and GWS tomorrow night.
I think the Saints
yep.
have been the more consistent side. So, it's a 50-50 game. I mean, GWS are good enough if they can get their act together, but just we haven't seen it too often this year. So I think the Saints are deserving of playing finals and will book their booth.
Three games on Saturday. Essendon, Melbourne, Adelaide, Richmond, Brisbane and Carlton.
Biggest stakes for Melbourne, obviously. It's still a finals berth alive. I'm tipping them, but I wouldn't be surprised. John Worsfold's last game in charge of Essendon, they've copped a lot of flack. It wouldn't shock me. If you're in a tipping comp and you need one sort of that's a little bit loose, that might be the one to help you get over the line. I think Richmond beat Adelaide. Yeah. Look, Adelaide have been really good the last three
weeks.
I think they'll take it up to Richmond, but Richmond need to win to avoid going back to Adelaide to play Port in the first final. So
right.
I think that they'll get a result. And Brisbane will be too good for Carlton. Disappointed in Carlton last week. So we'll give that one to the Lions.
Hawthorn and Gold Coast kicking off Sunday.
Little bit the same. If you're a couple behind and you're tipping and you're looking for a little bit of an upset, I think Gold Coast will go in favourites. Hawthorn have got a couple of farewells from a couple of their senior players. It's difficult these days because we don't get the sides. I'm hoping that they go with a reasonably seniorish team for the last game to give those boys a send-off.
Yep.
So I'm actually going the Hawks in that particular game. The other two Sunday games, I think Geelong will account for Sydney reasonably comfortable and hold down that top four spot. And the final Sunday game is the Fremantle Bulldogs game up in Cairns. And I'm going the Doggies. I think they deserve to play finals. Fremantle will be tricky because the conditions up in Cairns have been wet and windy every game we've seen up there. So a bit of tricky conditions, but I think they can get a result.
Them Dogs, yeah. Hey, Monday night's going to be a good game too, Collingwood and Port.
Ripper.
Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be a dead rubber by then, but more inclined to have Port needing to win to keep top spot and secure up that home final for themselves. And it could be a situation for Collingwood, very much so, where they have to win to avoid going to Perth and isolating for a week in Perth to play a final over there. So they want to avoid that like anything. So I reckon it's a pretty good game on the Monday. I'm going Port, but not with that much confidence.
Yeah, okay. All right, there are your tips for this week. Hey, Terry, before you go, I want to ask you, we've been covering this morning drive-in movie cinemas back in the day. Do you remember them?
Absolutely do I remember them. Probably my little funny story with them was, we all went with our parents and that sort of stuff. And after that sort of stage, when we were into our teens and just starting, late teens and starting to drive, that was the spot to go when you had your freedom. But my story was probably when I was in my mid-teens and you started to sort of get out on a Saturday night with your mates. And we'd wander down and park ourselves just on the edge of the drive-in theatre, and then you get to the intermission and sneak your way in, pick up your couple of dim sims or your coke or whatever you did. But we didn't realise back in those days it was the very start of the R-rated movies. And we've actually walked in underage at the intermission and got sprung for sneaking into the drive-in. So that was probably my experience.
Oh, Terry, goodness. We didn't expect that this morning. Oh, mate, it's so good to have you on the show. And, of course, we're getting into finals shortly, so it's going to be a fun couple of weeks ahead.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be a great time, Jason. We'll do it all again next week and just have a bit of a look at how the finals will sort of pan out, obviously, with a week off next week. Just sort of sum it all up and see where we're at.
Thanks, Terry. Talk to you next week.
Good on you, Jason. Wherever you take your